I'm joined by Susan Smith-Jones. She is a holistic health author, educator, a lifestyle expert, 30 years of UCLA teaching students. Her grandmother taught her a very first lesson about what really was important in her life, and she's been living a life of being healthy, happy, hopeful, all of those things, and also has 33 books out. Her most recent book is called Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. And she is obviously in great health, and she has a story to tell. It's Susan Smith-Jones, good morning to you today.
And good morning from sunny, it's light though, Santa Monica, Brentwood area of Los Angeles.
Okay, well, it's sunny in Burlington, Iowa, but it's not particularly warm today, but it will be. It's a very chilly start to our day, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. It only matters that you're on, and we're going to talk about high level wellness. In other words, going beyond just being healthy, being it's the whole connection. It's the circle that we've talked about, the mind, body, spirit connection. And you really need all of those, don't you?
Yes, you do. Very good. See, health is a complete package. It's physical, mental, and spiritual aspects all working as one. So you've got to show by your daily actions every day that health is a top priority for you. And it starts really, I think, Steve, with a positive mindset. And when you are positive, you can accomplish anything. I always tell people, never underestimate the power you have to take your life and a new positive direction. Like in the Bible, Matthew 19:26, it's with God all things are possible. And I've got a book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, but 2 weeks ago, the companion book, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality, just came out. So I'm debuting it on your show. And you don't need to change everything at once, but when you take 12-minute action steps, one a day, 12 minutes, and when they're consistent and enthusiastically embraced, they'll soon become your new normal, because we all have the key to unlock our inner power and achieve our goals. Long story short, when I was a teenager, my dad died when I was 15, and I ate everything in sight that wasn't good for me over a year. I gained 50 pounds, got all kinds of illnesses. My grandmother took me under her wings and said, come and live with me for 3 months, and you'll lose all the weight. You'll lose arthritis, acne. I was bullied at school because of the acne and the weight gain, and I didn't want to live. And what she taught me in 3 months was astonishing. I lost all the weight, and then I went on to get 5 university degrees. I lecture all over the world. One of the things my grandmother, Fritzi, told me about diet, and she wasn't a doctor, she just knew how to live healthfully. She said, Steve, in nature, you don't find ice cream trees, potato chip bushes, and donut vines. Those are all my favorite foods. She said, eat your foods as close to the way nature found them as possible. Now, I don't know who else would talk to you about this, but she also encouraged me to never be constipated. She said, Susan, every morning you need to have a good bowel movement, and if you're lucky, a couple more bonus rounds, because you don't want to recirculate all the toxins that sit in your colon if you're not in the flow, if you get my drift. And then she taught me about attitude. She would say, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. Steve, she used to say to me, honey, I want you to keep your words sweet, loving, true, and kind in case you have to eat them. She said, always speak positively. Affirm what you want in life, because your words are messengers for power. You choose the kind of power they carry. And so, you know, it starts with being positive. Don't speak negatively about yourself. You know, and just last year, a great study from Harvard said people who are positive and optimistic have a better immune system and will live 10 to 15% longer than people who are negative. And my grandmother always said, every day I want you to count your blessings. You cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Don't wait for November on Thanksgiving Day, because what you think about daily brings more of the same back into your life. And she taught me, and I teach you this in Uplifted, she taught me that when you're daily, every day, you're grateful, it will magnetize you to attract blessings and miracles into your life.
You know, I have three daughters. They're all grown up now, but I've always said three things. I said, you really only need three things in life, and that is you need to be happy, you need to be healthy. The most important thing you need to be is hopeful. If you have all three of those things, if you have all three of those things, then you have. That's where the attitude of gratitude you mentioned, and it's a chance to be appreciate every good thing you have, and it will multiply.
Yes, and now where's your book?
I haven't written that one yet, but it may be coming out soon. Someday, maybe after I retire, I will write something up like that.
That sounds great. Now, and I think you might add to that, you want to live with faith. Ralph Waldo Emerson, one of my favorite quotes of all time, said, the whole course of things goes to teach us faith. And I think faith is that invisible and invincible magnet, and attracts to itself whatever it fervently desires and persistently expects. And speaking of being positive, my website is my name, and by the way, that is my name, three of America's most common names, SusanSmithJones.com. Every day on my homepage, I have a new inspiring quote, a new inspiring affirmation, and I have free monthly newsletters. In the April one, if you want to learn how to boost immunity, and they cost nothing, boost your mood, reduce your weight, increase libido and brain support, get a lot of good recipes, great photos. That's all in the April monthly newsletter. You just click on the homepage of SusanSmithJones.com where it says, there's a photo of me on a bridge by a pond. It says free monthly newsletters. It takes 10 seconds. Follow me on Twitter at Susan Smith Jones. And my newsletters and on Twitter are the two places I post videos that I do on TV shows all over the world. So you'll see those. And then go to new books and then click on I'm there right now. Click on Uplifted and Wired for High Level Wellness. You can see a sampler, the covers of the books. You can learn about the books. And you can get autographed. You can go to Amazon, yes. But you can get autographed copies from me if you want to.
Wow.
And my autographed copies come with a personal note card to you and a bookmark. And I address every envelope. I go wait in line at the Brentwood Post Office. And I mail them to people all over the world. And I think all of these people are my extended family.
You know, as I'm looking through your book and seeing all of the thoughts, again, you know, the eat closer to nature obviously is something that's there. But one of the other thoughts I had as I'm looking at it, you know, the most important thing I found in addition to that, obviously you have to have all of those other things. But what I found is that you have to keep moving. You got to keep moving. I tend to do distance cycling, and I find that the endorphins that you can receive by, I said, there's not a problem in the world that the first 20 miles on a bike ride won't get rid of. And that's to me, I think, something that is another basic adjunct to all of the other things that you're looking at.
You follow? Yes. You know, I wish I lived on the same block. I would ride with you. I would love that. You know, 10 minutes of an aerobic activity, and I taught for 30 years at UCLA, a lot of fitness classes. 10 minutes will double the level of your endorphins. These are the chemical keys to happiness. So if you're watching TV at night, every commercial, get up and step in place. The only time I ever want my body to go downhill is after I've hiked uphill. And my grandmother taught me to, she always would say, my nickname was Sunny because I'm positive. She'd say, Sonny, walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not. So remember, the future depends on the choices you make today. And it really starts with that relationship with yourself. Fall in love with yourself first. That's not selfish or vain. It will make you indestructible. And I give you, in the book Uplifted, over 150 12-minute action steps and affirmations. There's also a workbook in this book, and I teach you how to, two things, how to both honor your body and keep your mind uplifted and positive. Because, listen, look at the news every night these days. We're in control of three things. What we think, how we move, that's the exercise, and what we eat. Nobody shoves the food down your throat. You decide. And remember, God has blessed us with this amazing body, and it requires attention, regular maintenance, and loving care. One of our gifts back to God is to take great care of our body. Don't keep putting it off to next month, after your anniversary, after your birthday, after the church's bake sale. Oh, I'll wait till January 1st. Get it healthy now. Most people really don't appreciate the miracle of their body till something goes wrong with it.
Indeed.
Let's keep our bodies healthy day in, day out. If you give me 30 days, Steve, with this Uplifted book and Wired mm-hmm. for High Level Wellness, I didn't want you to have a 600-page book. I put all of my Gold Star secrets in two books. 30 days, I guarantee I can have everyone looking and feeling and being physiologically 10 years younger in 1 month. And I've proved it over thousands of people over the decades.
Indeed. It is Uplifted, 12 minutes for more joy, faith, peace, kindness, and vitality. 12 minutes. The biggest thing most people need to do is just simply get started and keep doing it, right?
That's right. It's just a commitment. It is a commitment. And remember this, the first 40 minutes of every morning sets the tone for the day. How do you want your day to be? I think healthy, happy, not rushed, not stressed out. So maybe the night before, maybe get the kids' breakfast ready or set the table or get your exercise clothes or work clothes ready. So the first 40 minutes of the day, that's when I do my Bible reading, my prayer work, my meditation. And then this morning at 5:00, I, in my local mountains here in Santa Monica, I did a hike, came back, and you never finish a workout, do you? You will agree and say, oh, I wished I hadn't worked out today. It just makes you feel great. And if you can get it over with in the morning, then you have no more excuses later on.
SusanSmithJones.com. She's also can be found at ChristianLifestylesMatters.com.
ChristianLifestyleMatters.com.
Oh, ChristianLifestyle, not Styles, Style.com. Anyway, go to the website, check out her books, and obviously you are a ball of dynamite, Susan Smith Jones.
I've got endorphins flowing in my body.
Well, keep them flowing, and we'll get you back on again, okay?
Oh, anytime, Steve, and celebrate life, everybody, and God bless.